Breakfast with Martin Fester.
She is one of our favorites online and on TV, DIY handy hint giver. It is the one and only Suzelle DIY. Welcome, welcome, welcome on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, guys, it is so stunning to see you guys again and to come into your gorgeous studio. It's just so wonderful to see you guys. So.
I see you even wore a purple jersey.
Yes. I did. You know, I didn't plan it, but...
Oh, come on.
Okay, I did.
Okay,
yeah. I did.
You dressed for the occasion.
I love the vibrant colors in here. Can I just say that?
Thank you very, very much. Liesl did it. Yes. I'm colorblind. So
yes. He doesn't know what's going on.
I know.
What colors can't you see?
Like browns and greens, I get confused between them.
Well, that's okay.
As soon as a color has a very, very fancy name, I'm out. So... Puce, turquoise, no.
What's puce? Is that a color?
Is it a color?
Do you mean chartreuse, Martin?
It does sound wrong now that I said it out loud. but that's why we hit P-U-S-E.
I think it might be. I don't know.
Is there such a color?
Yes, there is such a color. P-U-C-E. And it legs is maroon. You can not say maroon.
Wow, very clever, hey? I did not know that about you. And now I've learned something new. Puce, aka maroon, is now my favorite new color.
That's
okay.
It.
Perfect.
So, someone once said it to me. Something about a color my mom was wearing.
Oh.
Your ma in say, dra puce. So, I always say I'm into double DIY.
Okay.
Don't do it yourself.
Oh, yes. Oh, right. Okay.
I'm not a very handy person. Are you a handy person?
No. I'm a caller Suzelle kind of girl.
You know what's my motto in line? DIY. Because anybody can.
Fair enough.
And I believe you can, guys. You've just got to dig deep.
Okay.
Your creativity is there. And you can do it, even if it's a little bit rustic.
Rustic sounds like a euphemism.
No.
Have you noticed words like rustic, eclectic is another one. Hey?
Eclectic.
So when someone says to your house, oh, is your decor so eclectic, it's
right.
Like, why do you want to punch them? Because
exactly.
it's not really, it's an insult, isn't
it? It's not really a compliment. No, it's like when they say, oh, it's a farm-style kitchen. That means an old kitchen.
Yes.
A kitchen that needs renovation.
Yes.
So...
And now I'm busy moving now, so all this comes into play. I'm learning all the euphemisms. Mm-hmm. Cute and cozy is small.
Yes.
Eclectic. Farm-style kitchen is out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Renovator's dream, of course. I mean, how did they ever think that's going to be a euphemism?
Renovator's dream. That's always a selling point, though.
But you are now watching people doing stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun. It's a little bit mean, because sometimes I feel bad when people fall down and get hurt.
Uh-huh.
But it is funny. I do have a little laugh.
You laugh?
But then I feel bad afterwards.
Okay.
I'm so glad that your show is on air tonight at 9:30 because the kids are almost in bed then.
Yes.
That's true.
It's after the 8 o'clock news, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Well, hopefully the kids are in bed.
Yeah. Tonight's one's going to be a bit naughty. We got a bit naughty.
Yeah. I don't know how it happened. It was you guys.
It's your
fault. I was being very innocent and you guys took it to a weird place and that's fine.
It's Martin. Let's just blame Martin.
It's all Martin's fault.
It is Martin's fault, yes. Yes.
I don't know what it was, but we had so, so much fun. And the episode tonight is all about the stuff crazy people do in the weather.
The winter weather.
And we know
summer.
All about that, hey, because I live in the Cape.
Yes.
Martin, you're from PE, so you know all about... The windy city?
Yes. Four seasons, one day.
Exactly. Wind, maybe a bit of hail, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, what happened? I woke up 15 minutes ago. It was a different day.
I know. It's the weirdest.
I once asked Hannon, I said to him, don't you have a little spray in your range that, you know, it's like the strongest thing? I said, my Fatirina, jou nek gaan afruk voor jou hare beweeg. But now quickly just tell me, how do we become as world famous and shared around the world as you are?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Well, guys, you know what you should do, in my opinion? And I'm just saying, you need to go viral. You need to make a YouTube video and go viral.
Okay.
I think this is what you need to do because then you've got all kinds of people watching. And they say, oh, who are these cool people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's this cool guy, Martin?
Yes.
Lisa? Who are these... These stunning people. I
want
to be their friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to listen to them more because they've got so many interesting things to say.
Yes. But what are we doing in the video? That's it's a very good question. Important.
So there's different things you can do.
I'm writing it down, sorry.
Okay. Yes. Get your notepad out.
So tips on things that could get you to go viral.
It's very hard to say what's going to go viral.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's a disastrous thing that goes viral. For example, I did a braai once and the umbrella caught a light. That went viral, guys.
What? Umbrella?
The umbrella caught a light. Shame. No. I don't know what happened. Malfunction or something. And there was a disaster on my hands.
My burning umbrella. Anyway, I'm writing it down.
What about like colouring his hair or cutting it all off?
Martin!
Really? Do you think?
No, but you know what? You've got such a stunning hairstyle and it suits your face.
Thank you, Cecile.
So don't
nice one, Liesl.
Cecile, I'm just going to tell you quickly. You must be on the girl side, okay?
Okay, I'll be on your side.
Just
okay.
Between us, yeah.
You want Martin to cut his hair?
All of it.
Shocking hair change. Okay, so burning umbrella, shocking hair change. I'm with you.
Otherwise, you must do something nice that people want to see. Something fun, something funny, something kind, you know, that kind of thing. My videos, and I'm not just saying, guys, I'm not just saying this, but my videos are successful because why, Cecile? A, they help people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get value from the video.
You do, very.
But also, people love my personality, my bubbly personality. They think that I'm funny, so that also helps. It's added value.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, kindness and a bit of humor.
And personality.
Likeable, yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, right.
And fashion sense.
And fashion sense.
The flower, the bun, yeah. It's very important.
Okay, so then we've got a couple of nice ones. Burning umbrella, shocking hair change,
yeah.
Kindness with a likability.
Yes.
Okay, so we are none of these, so we'll find someone. We'll ask the radio station to phone some other presenters, I think, that they can get in.
No, guys, I think you'd be brilliant. And you're all brilliant.
Before we let you go, we have a brand new Miss South Africa now. And do you have any DIY or any tips for her on how to be the best Miss SA?
The best SA. Let me think about this. Okay, let's start from the top, moving right down. Hairspray.
Okay.
Lots of clips.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh flowers or fake flowers in the hair. Always. Attracts people.
Okay.
They turn your head and they'll say, oh, look at that stunning person. Accessorize always. That also helps celebrate femininity.
Mm-hmm.
Bright colors for Martin. And most importantly, it's your personality that counts. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to let that shine through your eyes.
Got it.
And shine through your fingertips, through creativity. And there you go.
That's why we ask her.
Yes.
Because she gave a beautiful, alles omvattende, ongelooflijke antwoord. My advice to them just before Liesl and then went on stage this weekend was much shorter. It was much shorter. I think it was quite to the point. I said to them, don't be Darcy.
Well, Martin, you know
and
what?
They weren't. They took
each
my
to their own.
Each to their own.
And that's also good advice.
Thank you very much for your visit. You're going to hang with Cecile DIY and her friends from all over South Africa. Just having fun after a long Monday. Got to watch tonight. We are her guests. Myself, Liesl and Alma. Channel 122, 930, Comedy Central. There's it.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is een vrij lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekday.